You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely f***ed up?
Now, they're saying I should think stuff like this. They're saying
something is wrong with me.
To be so cynical.
Practice.
Welcome to the return of positive cynicism. It's been a couple weeks since we last did an episode. There were some changes going on. The show now drops on Tuesday instead of Saturday, so we were getting the scheduling adjustment in place. And to be honest, I just had a problem coming up with a topic because the only thing on my mind over the last few weeks has just been politics in general and the hypocrisy regarding politics coming from both sides. And I am at a point where I am so tired of politics that I don't even want to talk about them. But yet at the same time, I just want to talk about them and rant about how I hate all politics. So I had to take some time off and, you know, try to refocus. And in doing so, I had several conversations that kind of inspired a few different topics that I think over the next month we're going to explore in hopefully more detail. And I had an idea for the show based on a conversation where it was just a decision or a discussion about talking out of one's ass. And by that meaning, just when people start talking about things that they don't really know anything about and how we need to stop that. So I have decided that I'm going to try to stop talking out of my ass. And in doing so, this is the end of this week's podcast. That's all I've got because I talk too much out of my ass. Still listening? Okay. While that is true that I am trying to actually source opinions and ideas and things that I share on this show, I will freely admit sometimes I expose opinions or espouse opinions that are frankly just opinion, and I can't, if you challenge me on them, I'm not going to be able to back them up with facts straight away. I will need time to get back to you. But if you hear anything that you want to challenge, I freely welcome you to call me out on Twitter at ChadSmart and let me know. And my whole point in doing this podcast is to get dialogue started. And if we have difference of opinions or difference of facts, which there should never be a difference of facts. Facts are facts. They are not alternative facts. There's no, you know, truth is truth. It's universal. So, more like if I say something that is not factual, call me out on it. Help me, enlighten me to something that I think is correct, that is actually wrong. And that actually ties into this week's episode. Recently, I finally got around to watching The People vs. O.J. Simpson, which was an FX series about the trial of O.J. Simpson for killing Denise Brown and Ron Goldman. If you haven't watched it, I highly recommend it. It totally lived up to the hype. And if you're a This Is Us fan, the actor who's name I am blanking on, I believe it's Sterling K. something. Again, something I probably should have looked up before I started talking. But he plays Christopher Darden in People vs. OJ. He plays Randall on This Is Us. I was watching both shows simultaneously, like back-to-back episodes. And I think it probably took me a good 5 or 6 episodes before I even realized it was the same guy. He's just such a talented actor. Like, he does really well in both shows. The ending of People vs. OJ, which, spoiler alert for anybody who guess, hasn't been paying attention to news in the last 25 years. O.J. Simpson is acquitted of the murders of Nicole and Ron Goldman. Ron Goldman's father then sues O.J. in civil court for wrongful death and wins. I just got to... My thinking in watching it again is there was never another case built against anybody other than O.J. being the killer. And I have said since 1994, when the trial happened, 95, when if I were on that jury, I would not have convicted O.J. I don't think the prosecution made a case that held up beyond reasonable doubt. But I'm not saying that O.J. didn't do it. Although, in a court of law, he had his day. He was acquitted. But there's still that... To the Goldmans, O.J. was the killer, so they sued. And to a lot of people, I think we still think O.J. killed them. Killed Nicole and Ron, not people who think that he did it. Why, though... This happens with a lot of cases that we've seen over the last couple of years involving police brutality, that the idea of justice being served runs counterproductive to facts being believed. What I mean is, O.J. was acquitted. It was held up in court. Evidence was provided. And the jury said, not guilty. But yet, there's still the belief that he is guilty. And, you know, the motto in America has long been innocent until proven guilty. And now it just seems that everybody is guilty until proven innocent. And you can look at the cases of George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown. The list goes on with recent deaths involving cops, Freddie Gray, and I'm blanking on names right now. In all cases, information is provided from I don't want to say non-believable sources, but they're not coming from independent sources. And even when independent sources are provided, the false narrative continues. Or maybe I shouldn't say false narrative. I should say people still refuse to believe what is being backed up as fact. Case in point, when Michael Brown was shot in Ferguson, Missouri, the narrative that got out to the public was he had his hands up and was saying, do not shoot. And hands up, don't shoot became a popular slogan. St. Louis Rams players took to the field the next week during a game with their hands up. And even after three different autopsies were done, all done by different sources, one by, I believe, the Ferguson police, one by the Department of Justice, and one by Michael Brown's parents requested. All three determined that Michael Brown did not have his hands up and his injuries were more in line with him attacking the police officer. But yet this hands up, don't shoot idea is still out there. It's never necessarily been taken into account and said, okay, this is not legitimate. Let's rethink, you know, the possibility of what happened or the facts of what happened. It's still a rallying cry for anyone who wants to blame the police. And I just wonder why we have gotten to a point in our society where facts don't matter as much as opinions do. I can walk up to someone who is not a fan or does not support Donald Trump and say, did you see this story about Donald Trump having connections with Russia? And the person is probably most likely going to say, I can't believe that this happened. He is, you know, not worthy to be president because of these allegations. But then if you turn it around and go to a Trump supporter and say the same thing, they're going to dismiss any allegation and say that whatever contact anyone in the Trump administration had with any Russian officials was routine for any other politician. And the same goes if you approach both viewpoints or both opinions on Trump and ask about whether or not the Obama administration was had wiretapped Trump or was eavesdropping on him, collecting data. The anti-Trump people are more likely to say that's false, it's made up by Trump, whereas the Trump supporters will say, you know, it's totally believable given other allegations against the Obama administration for targeting people or organizations, such as the IRS targeting conservative nonprofits and citing the fact that in 2010, the Obama administration was tracking and recording movements of reporter James Rosen. So there are facts and there are opinions on both sides to back up anybody's opinion. But how does one interpret and separate what is fact and what is opinion or rumor or the popular fake news to determine what actually is worth believing when it comes to news? And why are we so more inclined to believe something that may not be true just because it agrees with our opinion? And I totally hold myself accountable for doing the same thing at times. I'm not trying to claim that I am above any of this. But it just feels like as a society as a whole, instead of coming together and instead of rejecting what is false in regards to helping to find the truth, we just want to be fed what agrees with us. And I don't know if this is just a psychological disorder that people have trouble differentiating between fact and opinion, or is this a reflection of our society that has become so splintered that we hold on to an opposing viewpoint so tightly that we refuse to see anything else outside of that viewpoint? And I'll tell you right now, I don't have an answer to this question, and I don't even know really where I'm going with this conversation. It's just something that has been on my mind for several weeks where I go on the internet to look at news, and you see everything from two different points of view. You see stories from two points of view that are contradictory when the reporting on the same story, and it's all in the spin. And I think I covered this on episode one, where look at how a story is presented and look at the source and try to decipher or discern from that source and the headline or the information being told, what is the agenda of the story being told? Is it simply to report fact? Or is there a spin involved to create an opinion and an emotion based on that opinion? And there are some topics that obviously are open to opinion, but those are topics that have no real relevance on anything. You know, if you want to sit and argue that Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time, opinion on the fact that he, you know, the way he played or what his stats were, those don't really matter in the grand scheme of the argument. But when you're dealing with actual news, then you need more than just feeling. You need more than just opinion of what you need to look beyond the surface and really investigate something. And this goes so much beyond fake news being posted on social media. And I even hate the term fake news. It's more just finding news, going outside of your comfort zone and only looking at news that appeals to you. If you see something on whatever news program you watch or in a news publication that you read, go out and try to find the opposite opinion as well, and then compare and contrast the two to see which arguments are the same or which facts they present as being the same, and then try to form an opinion based on that instead of just relying on what someone tells you you should believe. Figure it out for yourself. And I think I think that's my biggest problem right now. My biggest issue is we're turning into a country, a society full of lemmings who just parrot whatever talking points get thrown out on a daily basis. And again, I understand that I am part of this problem and I will do the same thing. And that's part of why I don't want to talk politics, is because I know that I'm going to spit out the things that I read without looking further into them, because there is so much involved in actual politics that you're not going to get a full story in a 500 page or 500 word report. You know, when the House and the Senate passes a bill or puts a bill up for a vote, the synopsis that you get on news or in a newspaper, it's going to scratch the surface of what is actually in that report. And I don't have the time, or haven't made the time to actually seek out and read all the information that is out there. And I think that's a big problem with the rest of the country as well, is no one is reading full reports. It's getting information fed to you by the source that you agree with, and then taking that information, which is heavily biased, and making that as the foundation of your opinion. And I want to know why are we like that? Just because it's easy? Just because it takes less time, we don't have to actually think. We can figure out, we can let someone else tell us what we should believe, what we should think, and then move on with our life to the things that we want to be interested in. For example, the repeal of Obamacare with the American Health Care Act, which failed, the report before the votes were in, or the vote was taken, it was reported through most sources that if the American Health Care Act passed, within, I think, the next 4 to 5 years, 24 million people would be kicked off off of healthcare. They would lose healthcare. And I saw this repeated several places that, you know, 24 million people would lose healthcare, which sounds really bad. And it, if you are one who was not wanting Obamacare repealed, obviously that's going to play up to you to be like, oh, this plan that the Republicans are proposing is a horrible plan, and it's going to, you know, it's bad for these 24 million people. But then I read other articles that said, well, yes, in the CBO report, it does say 24 million people would be without health care. However, those 24 million are people who would voluntarily not buy health care because they either didn't want to pay for it, it was too expensive, or whatever other reason they had. And I'm not saying that that's like makes the healthcare bill better, but it's two different sides. There's a big difference between this bill will kick 24 million people off healthcare, as opposed to 24 million people will voluntarily choose not to have health care. And I don't, again, I am repeating what I read. I did not read the CBO report, but that's two very different, you can't see me, I'm air quoting facts to that are presented to different base groups in order to manipulate opinion. Again, I don't have an answer. I don't have a solution to this problem other than to encourage you to not be a lemming, to not just see what you just don't take one source as fact. Explore the source, explore, you know, figure out what the spin is, figure out what the agenda is, and really, really think for yourself. I don't know how to wrap this up. And I know that I have just kind of ranted for the last 20 minutes and not said a whole lot of substance, because what I've said has been very basic information that should have been taught in like third or fourth grade. But somehow it's a skill that has just gotten neglected. But I just encourage you, I plead with you, don't base facts off of opinion. Actually figure out facts. And there's nothing wrong with having opinions. It's when you start treating opinions as fact that the problem multiplies. Just please be discerning. Be critical. As I've said since episode one. Question everything. Don't accept anything blindly. In any facet of life, in any regard, question everything and really examine why you have the opinion that you have. Is it an opinion based on feeling, or is it an opinion based on fact? Because if it's an opinion based on fact, you can back it up against anyone who would question it. Whereas if it's an opinion based on feeling, probably more than likely it's not really a good opinion. So I'm going to take the next weeks moving forward from this and trying not to be a hypocrite. I am going to question myself when I have an opinion. I am going to be more involved with news that I collect and process. And I hope you do the same. I hope if you're listening to this, just question everything.
Hi, this is Greg Mahochko, the co-founder of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network and host of the Nerds United Podcast. And what will you hear on the Nerds United Podcast? Well, you'll hear conversations with me and artists or writers, creators of comic books. You'll hear panel discussions from some various regional comic cons. You'll hear cosplay. You'll have celebrity interviews. It all happens here on Nerds United. You never know what to expect. Sometimes you might just get into a half hour of me rambling aimlessly, sometimes with a little aim, kind of like guys in the urinals. And never mind. But you'll get some ramblings of me, my thoughts, and maybe even some suggestions on some books to read. Pick up at your local comic book store. That's where it all starts, your local comic book store. So head on over there, grab a handful of comics, and put on Nerds United, either in the car or while you're reading, and enjoy the show.
Check out the other podcasts here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network, My 1-2-3 Cents with Kevin Hunsberger, which this week's episode 123, or 123, if you actually want to say numbers correctly, which actually would be 123. I join Kevin as we preview and give our opinions on WrestleMania Sunshine, also known as WrestleMania 33, happening the weekend of April 2nd. In Orlando, Florida. Greg Mahochko has the Nerds United podcast, which also, if you go to the Jittery Monkey website, he's putting up fresh content every day with new blogs. Kevin also has the My 1-2-3 Cents blog, where he updates daily. And he has started Kevin Hunt's Blogger, which, again, if I actually prepped these shows and looked into them, I would tell you more information where you can find. If he has kevinhunsblogger.com, or I'm sure it's on the My 1-2-3 Cents page by now, go over there. Greg Mahochko also has the Five Hearts podcast, which is all about Nebraska sports, and the Jittery Monkey website itself. And I believe all these podcast pages also exist on Facebook, which so does the Positive Cynicism page. You can go like us on Facebook. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, thejitterymonkey.com. You know, if you like the show, leave a review. If you don't like the show, pretend you do and leave a review. Tell your friends. Just trying to spread the word, trying to become, you know, a little more popular in the podcasting stratosphere, and also trying to get a little more sociable on social media. If you listen to, I think it was episode 2 or 3, I'm not a big social media person anymore, and I don't really interact. But I don't interact because no one's interacting with me. So hit me up on Facebook or on Twitter at Chad Smart. If you actually tweet, I will respond, because it won't be hard to keep up with all the responses, I'm sure. So let's be friends on social media and tune in next week when there will be another episode with me ranting about things that I will probably still have a little bit of ass talking, but hopefully not as much as normal. And hopefully we'll actually take the time to prepare and figure out thoughts before just rambling. That's going to do it for this week. Thanks for listening. Remember, question everything and do something positive.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.